Greetings! Thank you so much once again for showing up and pulling up your seat to join me for another episode of Declare It with Khadijah RVZ. I am so thankful for you, and I am super excited to share time and space with you once again as we continue to delve into the topic of the fruit. Yes, I am the fruit. What kind of fruit are you? A fruity loop? Anyway, this week we have a special guest as we continue to talk. This week we're going to talk about goodness, and a dear friend of mine, Kalandra McDowell, is going to help us to dissect goodness. I'm telling you, when it comes to goodness, there is such a vastness to this word, and I want to ensure that you as the listener are able to extract all that you can from this word so that you can apply it to your life, so that you can see it when it shows up in you, and you can see it when it shows up in other people. With Kalandra, she is the creator of Another Brown Face, and this exists to offer a safe space of community, sisterhood, and resources for women of color who happen to share the experience of breast cancer. And so through this story of hers, she is going to help us to understand goodness a little bit more. So clap your hands, stomp your feet, get up out of your seat, and welcome Kalandra.
Yay! Thank you.
Thank you for showing up and for being willing to share a bit of yourself with us on today. And we're just going to jump right in. And your story, well, I'm not going to tell it. I'm going to let you share with our audience a little bit of your story so that it will help us with the context of goodness in your life.
Well, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in August of 2018, and it was a whirlwind experience of really... I'm existing in my everyday life. Nothing is wrong. Everything is good. I'm happy. And then boom, it's like out of nowhere. And I had to learn so many different things about myself and that it was okay to not be okay. Mm-hmm. I had the support of friends and family to help me get through the chemo and the surgeries and everything that it took to get me well and on the track to recovery. And that's what I'm doing every day now. I'm learning that recovering physically is one thing, and then emotionally is a whole nother. N-O-T-H-E-R. It's a whole nother thing that I am learning is more difficult than the physical. And in a lot of ways, it's more difficult. And, you know, I am... Another Brown Face was birthed out of the experience that I had as a minority African-American woman looking for other women who would show their scars and be vulnerable. I was looking for myself in someone else. And I wanted to join that community that wasn't afraid to share and bear it all. So, yeah, that's a little bit of my journey.
Okay. So... what happens when you, Kalandra, are the one sharing goodness with other people and your life takes an unexpected turn down this road of breast cancer? How have you been able to continue to be goodness for others? Have you been able to be goodness for others?
Well, that's a real question, because... you know, when you say about goodness, you know, my mind relates to the goodness of God. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, but God, this right here ain't it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if, I mean, this ain't good right here, what I'm going through. And I'm a good person. So why am I having to deal with this? Like, don't you know me? Don't you see me? Like, You know, and I went through all those things in my mind, trying to question if the goodness of God was that real. And I've come to the realization of, and what I am still working out in my own mind and my heart, is that just like God is good, you know, you hear it's like all the time, you know, that it can get annoying to hear it over and over again, but right. It is true. And so then with that being said, that God is good, period. Mm-hmm. And that I can be, that goodness can come from me, period. Mm-hmm. Whether I'm happy, sad, mad, sick, well, you know, that goodness can come from whatever space that I'm in, and it can have different forms. And so that's something that I guess has helped me to understand and define what goodness is, and when I was able to put it in those terms of the goodness of God and what that meant. It didn't mean today God is good and tomorrow if I hit my toe God isn't good.
Right.
That's just not the way it goes. And so that's just helped me.
So the goodness of God is consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And
very much so.
And it's a continual thing, never ending. So even when we are in our places of hardship or our places of even uncomfortability with whatever we might be dealing with, goodness still is, because it's consistency.
Exactly. It's consistency, and it does not waver. It's just goodness. It's good.
Right.
You know?
So how has goodness shown up in your life, especially in the last 2 years?
Friends and family, that people, you know, you hear those words and you hear that, and everybody, we say we love our friends and family, but friends and family show up. When I saw them show up, mm-hmm. unannounced, mm-hmm. uncalled for, first, I gave them the permission to be that way, for one.
Mm-hmm.
I told them way before I got really sick, you know, I'm a really silly person. I am not serious all throughout the day. I can't live my life like that. I am laughing at appropriate things, inappropriate things, all of that. So I told my family, they are just like me. I'm like, y'all laugh with me, at me, for me. Don't stay away from me because of what I have going on. I said, if it's hard for you to see me, I understand that. But don't stay away from me, even if I can't talk. And they honored that request. And they didn't give me a chance to ask, meaning when I gave them that permission to show up in my life and in the goodness that I believed in them in the first place before I got sick, you know, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, I show up for me in the way that you feel in your heart. If you feel like, you know, I'd like to bring her, I wonder if she needs a blanket. Don't call me and ask me, should you bring it? Bring it.
Right.
And that's what they did. And even, you know, you as a friend, you know, to just have something on your heart and then share the gift of meditation. I said medication. Oh no. The gift of meditation with me, mm-hmm. helped me to transcend, how you say it, above what I was going through.
Right.
Like that is, it's a mind, I don't even know the right way to say it, but it is a warping feeling to go through something traumatic, mm-hmm. like that. And then look at yourself and see goodness and feel goodness, mm-hmm. and look at other people, feel good. Look at other people, feel good, and be okay, because you feel like your world is stopping. So let me get back to the question, honey, because I keep talking. But I feel like I saw goodness in my friends and family in the way that they showed up for me. And a big part of it is that I was open and I gave them permission to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's something in that goodness can show up for you when you are open and available,
yes.
for it. You can see it and receive it. And that's what I did. And it taught me the biggest lesson, you know, that, you know, we can be other people's answer to prayer.
Mm.
Not, you know, well, you know, I'm going to just pray.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is good, but show up.
Yeah.
Pull up.
Yeah.
you know, put a mask on these days, but pull up, you know. You think of something God put on your heart for me or you or somebody, that's what we should do. We should show up.
You know,
yeah,
what?
That's my answer.
I think that sometimes we tend to get so caught up in the how we show up that we miss the opportunity to show up. And sometimes those little things that are in our heart to do that may seem like, Kalandra don't, she don't want no green juice. Why am I gonna do that? But the thing about it is, you might be sitting in your chair, maybe, and it's in the past, you know, just have finished your chemo or whatever, and your body is craving that green juice. And God laid it on somebody's heart. Just give her a green juice. Right now, you can't articulate it because you just trying to get through that session. But God laid it on that person's heart, and they're just questioning and wondering instead of just doing. And I feel like we all have the opportunity to be the goodness if we just stop questioning how the goodness looks.
Yeah, and but you know what? We are a bunch of people not knowing goodness, the goodness, or believing in the goodness inside of us. We as people, I mean, some people are a little bit more advanced, and I'm better than I used to be. But that self-doubt and the overthinking of yourself, discounting, like you said, those small things. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had people who would say, you know, I was just thinking about you, and send a juice, just that one thing, or a smoothie, or and not knowing, I've not been able to eat all day, but I tried this, what you sent me, and it helped. Yeah. Or if it was a hat, I know you have a lot of hats, but I sent this just because, but it was the exact one I needed with the lining for my head because it was tender.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, if we believed in ourselves more, we wouldn't discount the way that we can show up as goodness in other people's lives. Mm. I mean, I just know, I realized that about myself in so many different ways, even how I show up as a mother, like, oh God, is this good enough? I don't know, I'm screwing them up, help me Lord, you know, just mind just going on and on and on and on, crazy. But yeah, like if we just believed in our goodness, then we would be free to show up. I mean, I've held myself back in so many ways because of that.
Well, I am thankful that you are no longer holding yourself back.
No. And I'm working at, I notice it when it shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh no, that's that thing. You know, that's that thing showing up again.
Right. And you know what? I wonder what would happen if, like, in the morning when we're getting ready to start our day, if we just ask the question, how can I show up as goodness for myself and others today? If we ask that question and then allowed ourselves to be for ourselves, because in showing up for other people, we can't forget to show up for ourselves also.
Exactly. And that is such a big deal.
Yeah, it is. And we sometimes get caught up in the doing for others that we miss the opportunity to do for ourselves. And that green juice that we could buy for Kalandra, we can also buy for ourselves.
You know, you are onto something, because I say to myself, you know, there is a way that I want others to see me or to be treated by someone or a special someone. Why not treat myself that way? I'm not in a way, I don't need no man. You know, I'm not talking that crazy.
Yeah,
I'm just saying the gentle part of me that I want someone else to treat well, I should treat well myself. Like, I like flowers. I should buy myself some flowers, like, consistently.
Yeah.
I like simple things. I like books. I should buy myself as many books as I want, but you know, in reason. But I should get that. I should get those things, those little small things that feel like love to me.
Right.
Why not be that to myself and believe that I can feel good, that I deserve to feel good and have goodness and be good? All of that.
All of it. All of it. And the thing about it is, when you're doing that for yourself, that energy or that vibration flows from you to other people. And so it's like it draws more goodness to you as you are allowing goodness to flow from you. And we sometimes we don't think of it like that, because I know I haven't always thought of it like that. But even how we talk to ourselves, right? When if you're constantly saying, "Oh girl, you just so stupid. Oh, you forever doing," then that's what you're putting out about yourself. But when you take time, but when you say you know maybe you did make a mistake, and you might say to yourself, "Girl, you know what? That was a mistake, but guess what? You learned this, and this, so you better." Right, you know, if you can accept that, okay, you do have a fault or two or three or however many you might feel you have, but in spite of that fault, you're still amazing, you're still wonderful, you're still great, you're still good, all of that, then that's what you're putting out, and you draw more of that to you.
That is so true. And how we saying that because of the things that I've gone through, I feel things that I haven't felt before. There are body aches and pains and things that are different, that they weren't like they were before, and it hurts my feelings. I don't have another way to explain other than it physically hurting. It really hurts my feelings that I have to certain things are not the way that they were. And I found that I have had to be very careful of how I speak of myself, my body. And I have had to think of myself as her, because it's like I would care so much for someone else, like, "Oh my God, don't say that," or "Don't do that." But it's like, I'm like, "Uh-uh, don't talk to her like that. Don't say that about her." Like, I will break, I mean, you know, my little self, I want her to flee, but I don't play that about talking about nobody's child. You know, like, don't say that about that baby. But I need to be like that fierce about myself, like, "Oh, don't say that. Don't say that to her. What she's doing," like, you know, some people will say, and I mean, everybody can say what they want to say, I'll say that, but some people in my situation will be like, "Well, these my real breasts tried to kill me," and I said, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to believe about myself. My body did not want me here. So let me be careful of how I speak of this body or this temple that allows me to be here and feel and all of that. And then in that, then I can believe that I can feel good and have goodness and all of that, you know. It's just all connected. It is all so connected.
It is. And it's not, sometimes you don't even realize how connected it is until you just take a moment to pause and to think about it. Right?
Come on.
Girl, listen.
Take a moment.
Yeah.
Take a moment.
Remember to breathe. Take a moment and just breathe.
Ooh, come on. Breathe, Lord. Come on. That is so true. Ooh, that has saved me, honey. That breathing.
Yes, ma'am. It'll do it every time. Now, listen, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What is your favorite fruit?
Oh, my. My favorite fruit?
Yes.
Oh. Let's see. There is nothing like a good seeded watermelon.
Come on.
That is naturally sweet and cold.
Yes, Lord.
It's like, that is like, it, I don't know, it quenches a thirst you didn't even know you had. Like, I love a good watermelon. I don't care if y'all thought a stereotype or whatever. I don't care. This African-American loves some watermelon.
So do I.
I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed.
Ain't nothing wrong with a good watermelon.
It is such a good watermelon. Like, it is so good. So good.
Yes. I love it. Absolutely love watermelon also. So, knowing that your favorite fruit is watermelon, that's one thing. Now, also, what is it that you are declaring over yourself in 2020? What are you believing for you in 2020?
Ooh. In 2020, I am believing that I am deserving of good things, and that I am deserving of big things in my life that are good. Like the unbelievable, the unexplainable. That is all the goodness that happens in those situations, that it can happen for me. There are things that I need to get off the ground and running. I am believing for myself that those desires of my heart are God, that God gave those desires to me, and that I can feel good, that I can have an impact on the lives of other women who have gone through similar situations, that I can just like be more manageable of my time, that I can begin to develop my own love language towards myself. Like I'm working through that so that I can believe that I can have good love and a partner someday, you know, all those things. So I don't know if that is limited to 2020, but that's just gonna roll over to 21 and all the rest of.
Hey, it has to start somewhere, right? So speak it, believe it, receive it. It is yours. Now, people who want to connect with you, who want to connect with another brown face, how can they do so?
Well, you can find me on Instagram at Kola Sings, that's C-O-L-A Sings, and also you can be sure to follow Another Brown Face, just at and then Another Brown Face, as well as Facebook, and you know, we get good friends. I might give you my phone number for y'all, hold up on that, just hit me up on the social media, and you know, you can, Twitter too, at Kola McDowell for Twitter, but yeah, you hold up on the phone number, let's just do that other stuff.
Don't be trying to call her just yet.
No.
So Psalms 23:6 says that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This week's declaration comes from that verse. So our declaration for this week is surely goodness and mercy are with me. Declare that throughout this week. Surely goodness and mercy are with me. What I want you to do, if you can, go find you some good, juicy, seeded watermelon and declare, surely goodness and mercy are with me. It has been so awesome to talk to you, Kalandra. Always a pleasure. And I so appreciate
you
joining us, sharing your truth, and giving us nuggets with a laugh. There is nothing like laughter, and I appreciate it, because every time you show up, we are guaranteed to share a laugh.
Always. That is the only way. Always.
So I appreciate you, and I appreciate our declarers for showing up again for another week of Declare It with Khadijah RBZ. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Surely goodness and mercy are with me. Have an amazing week.
All right. Thank you for letting me get all that out.
You are so much fun.
Ooh, that sounds good, girl.
It is. It does sound good. You so much fun to talk to.